this is a protest by all barristers engaged in the criminal justice system, so prosecutors and defenders. And we've withdrawn our services today from all courts across the country. And the reason we're doing that is we're calling on the government to implement an independent mechanism to determine our fees. So the reason we're doing that is that, like everyone else paid out of the public purse, we were subject to FIMPI-era cuts. So in 2009, our pay was reduced by 8%. In 2010, it was reduced by a further 8%. And those cuts were common to all people paid from public monies. In 2011, though, our pay was reduced by a further 10%. That reduction was reversed last year following a similar day of action that took place on October the 3rd. But what the government committed to following that day of action was to implement this independent mechanism, and unfortunately they didn't follow through on that, so we find ourselves back here again.
I think that's a big issue for people in your own profession, is kind of the sustainability and perhaps longevity of it, because I think people might leave the profession after a certain period of time. Is that a big concern amongst you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's storing up a big problem for the future. So the Bar Council has researched the matter, has all the figures, and knows for a fact that two-thirds of people who start practice as a barrister specialising in crime leave the area of crime after 6 years. So some of them go and do other work as a barrister, commercial work, civil work, employment law, and some of them go and get jobs elsewhere where they have predictable salaries.
I don't think people are kind of aware, maybe not realise, that the impacts aren't just for the individual that people leave in these professions, but they have societal impacts and community impacts. That is very important, which is what you're trying to do with this protest, to highlight the kind of importance of the societal function.
Well, that's exactly it. So I suppose if you had a scar on your face, you would expect that the doctor treating you would be paid a fair rate. And equally, if someone is prosecuting someone for causing that scar, you'd expect that they would be properly paid. And if you were accused of doing that, you'd hope that if you were being defended by someone on the legal aid system, that they'd be properly paid. And that's just not the case at the moment, because everyone working in the criminal justice system is being paid at the same rates that applied prior to 2008, and that's just not fair.
And then finally, it's important to note that this just isn't a one-day protest where you're hoping your voices will be heard. Of course, that's the goal. But this will be taken over a number of days, will it?
Yes. So this is going to happen again on Monday, the 15th of July, and then on Wednesday, the 24th of July. So today and those 2 days, no criminal business will be transacted in the criminal courts. That'll mean delays, and that's very regrettable. But the decision to take these actions was not taken lightly. As I say, there was a commitment after the action in October. So our messages to the government are very simple. Fair is fair, and the ball is in your court.